LD 655, an act to require at least a 30-minute lunch period for students.
I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. This is LD 655, an act to require at least a 30-minute lunch period for students. So this bill requires that school administrative units provide for students a lunch period of at least 30 minutes, unless the governing body of the SAU determines by vote after notice and public hearing that a 30-minute lunch period would be impracticable. So the committee heard testimony in favor of this bill. The committee heard testimony opposed to this bill, and the committee heard testimony neither for nor against this bill. And that is summarized there. So it was asked how long schools in Maine currently provide for lunch. So the department did provide testimony, and I did follow up on that as well. So during a recent weekly child nutrition call, the department's child nutrition team asked participants, what is your shortest lunch period? And responses were compiled district-wide. There are 216 districts participating in the National School Lunch Program, and the response was about half of those districts, 109. And schools stated that their times ranged from 15 minutes to 50 minutes. 38% had 20-minute lunch periods, 40% had 25-minute lunch periods, and 17% reported 30-minute lunch periods. So you saw most of the responses bunched in that time frame. There was variation between grades within many buildings. So some additional information. There is some applicable federal regulation, and I have pasted that into the analysis for you to review. There is language that requires schools to provide sufficient lunch periods long enough to give all students adequate time to be served and to eat their lunches. That is, you know, that language is a bit ambiguous. It is not further defined what adequate or sufficient means. That is the whole of it. I did provide some background information. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention does have published recommendations on school lunches, and they recommend that students have at least 20 minutes of seat time. So seat time is that time where a student has their lunch, has their tray, and is actually sitting in their seats to eat their lunch. And that is a term that is used kind of throughout the literature on this topic. I've provided a link to a journal article, which was provided by the Maine Education Association on school lunchtime that also recommends 20 minutes of seat time. And there's also an article on school lunchtimes within high schools specifically. So there is a question about whether this is a mandate. I think that this would probably be considered a mandate because it requires the opt-out vote. So I think there's some ambiguity because there is the allowance for the opting out, but there's still a requirement that the school district go through that process of opting out, which is in and of itself probably a mandate. So the fiscal impact of this bill has yet to be determined, and I will stop sharing so that you can see each other and talk. And I believe, again, we do have Ms. Corson, as well as Mr. Beasley, as well as Mr. Bailey present.
Representative Brennan?
Yes.
Could you continue? I'm getting a very low signal here.
All right. Thank you, Senator. At this point, just what I see in front of me, I have Representative Salisbury, Senator Woodsum, and Representative Millett. So we'll start with Representative Salisbury.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I love the intention behind the bill that Representative Dodge created for us, and the discussion that we've had around the ideas behind making sure the kids have enough time to eat their lunch, and the idea behind the seat time. I think it's, you know, it's important to make sure that they do have that time. The thing that I worry about at this bill is the final decision maker would be the school board. And another hat that I have is speaking for a school board. What I would hate to see is if a discussion was had in the school district and it was decided that a 30-minute lunch period was not practical for that particular district, then it would be on the school district to vote and decide not to do it. And, you know, unfortunately what happens is no matter how robust engaged the discussion is, the headline on the paper the next day is that the school board decided not to offer a 30-minute lunchtime. And I just worry about that because it kind of takes out the whole, it doesn't mean that it's not valuable. It doesn't mean that it's not a good idea. It just, if it's not practical in as far as staffing, as far as schedule, there could be a million reasons. That's all I worry about is that it could, it sort of changes the narrative and it takes it away from the fact that it might be a good idea when putting it onto the school committees. That's my concern about the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Salisbury. And we then have Senator Woodsum and Representative Millett. And just at this point, I guess we're following up with any questions with Mr. Seneff. And then we can go to more general discussion. So Senator Woodsum.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan. This is a great idea. And I just feel each school district is different. Many of the smaller school districts, even some of the larger ones, have outlying schools. Their room and space and schedule is pretty well taken up as it is right now without suggesting they add another 10 or 20 minutes to the school lunch. Plus the fact that it appears to be a mandate. So I have a lot of issues and concerns if this bill passes, but I'm certainly willing to listen to what other people have to say here.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Millett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was in receipt of an email from the sponsor. I was under the impression that she had an amendment that she was like to propose today. Is that not the case?
I think at this point, Representative Millett, we were just following up with questions. And once those were clarified, if Senator Dodge did want to introduce an amendment, we would do that. So at this point, we're just for our staff analysts or Mr. Senna's presentation, if anybody had any questions to follow up with that,
It felt like we were in discussion mode. So I thought instead of going down a whole bunch of rabbit holes, we could actually hear from the sponsor about a possible amendment.
Yep. And before we get to that, I just want to make sure that everybody on the committee has an opportunity to answer, ask any questions of our analyst and follow up on the presentation he did on the bill. Are there any questions for Mr. Seneff? Okay, seeing none. Representative Dodge, did you have an amendment that you would like to offer?
Yes. I just want to say, if I may, that I strongly support the concept of a 30-minute lunch. This comes from one who has done cafeteria duty, hall monitoring, and some elementary school lunches. I believe the 20-minute seat time recommendation also speaks very strongly to 5 minutes on either end of an allotted lunch time to allow students to go to the bathroom, to wash up, to go to and from their lockers, and perhaps even as importantly, to have a few minutes to play basketball or socialize with their friends. We have discussed social emotional connections around time for kids to connect a lot already this session. So though the opt-out language would create local lively discussions, I do understand Representative Salisbury's point about putting educational leaders in a difficult position. Therefore, I would offer the following amendment to LD 655. I would propose that we change this to a resolve directing Maine school administrative units to review their daily schedules to determine if students have adequate time to eat lunch and to determine the feasibility of a 30-minute lunch period, with the objective being 30 minutes. Thank you. And I guess I should apologize. I sent that to Hillary and did not send it to Sam. I didn't know who was doing what, so I apologize for that.
Hillary sent it to me. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. Glad you guys are there to save us. Not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Thanks.
So Representative Dodge, just for clarity, because we're all kind of moving around a little bit, could you read that again for the committee? And then obviously there would need to be a second to that amendment. But if you could read it again, I think that would be helpful.
Of course. To change the bill language to make it a resolve directing Maine school administrative units to review their daily schedules to determine if students have adequate time to eat lunch and to determine the feasibility of a 30-minute lunch period, with the objective being 30 minutes.
Okay. So is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
So it's been moved by Representative Dodge and seconded by Representative Salisbury. So are there questions or further discussion of the proposed amendment? Representative Dodge, you still have your hand up, and so does Representative Stearns. Would you like to comment, Representative Dodge?
I would, if I could.
Go right ahead.
Would it be appropriate for us to just hear a word from Anna Corson, please, from Full Plates, Full Potential?
Yes, we'll call on her in a second. I just want to allow Representative Stearns to ask his question.
Thank you.
Representative Stearns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to comment that I will not be supporting the resolve as written. These are the routine matters that every school and every school system undertake on an ongoing basis, constantly trying to match the schedule to the best needs of students and the faculty. And this resolve is, in my opinion, unnecessary.
Okay, thank you. So Representative Dodge has asked that Ms. Corson be brought into the queue. Do we have her, Sam?
Yes, Representative. She should be here right now.
I see her right here. Thank you, Ms. Corson, for joining us. Good to see you again. And I, Representative Dodge, did you have a direct question or did you just want her to comment on your proposed amendment?
I would just like her to comment on the amendment if she could, please. Thank you.
Yep. Ms. Corson?
Absolutely. Thank you, Representative Brennan, and thank you, Representative Dodge. I feel that it's important that school districts are having conversations about the length of time that children have to eat. We hear from a lot of folks working in cafeterias that children are eating over the trash can as they're being ferried out of the cafeteria. And so, you know, that's just not a healthy way to be eating food. We know that, you know, access to food and having the adequate nutrition is really important for children to learn during the school day. And so I think, you know, in this moment when we've just been through a pandemic and school days have been completely flipped upside down, you know, this is the time for schools to really think about what happens during the school day. It's a great moment to make big changes to make sure that kids have access to the basic nutrition they need so that they can participate in the rest of the school day. So I feel that this resolve might be a good direction to take with the bill to have these conversations. I think, I mean, ideally it would be wonderful if schools across the state could do this. You know, the the state should support schools to be able to provide 30 minutes for lunch. But, you know, having these conversations is really important. And, you know, I hope that we start to look at the school day in its entirety and how we can make sure that there's enough time for everything in the school day so that children get what they need. So thank you, Representative Dodge. Thank you, committee, for having me join the conversation.
Thank you. Representative McCray, did you have a question for Ms. Corson?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Corson. We appreciate your being here. Representative McCray.
Yes, thank you very much. This is kind of a discussion that Representative Stearns kicked off in my head anyway. I'm a science guy. I'm a biology teacher, and evolution has always been a thing to be concerned, and it's always a slow process. And I look at the lunch hour over the years, and I've been very much involved in schools for quite some number of years, as have a few people on this committee. And I have seen, and he's absolutely, Representative Stearns is absolutely right. This is something that comes up all the time, probably two or three times a year. Okay. And I understand the pressures on the school day and on the, and on the schedules. That being said, despite the fact that it comes up often, evolution has seen the lunch hour get down to 20 minutes or 10 minutes, okay? And I'd like to see this go forward, knowing full well we're not going to get a half hour out of every school, not in probably any of our lifetimes. But I'd like to see the push, at least if nothing else, to keep it from shortening and let the world know that there is objection to this downward evolution of lunchtime. So I support the bill for that, if for no other reason than that. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Representative McCray. Representative Crockett.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I too, you know, agree with Representative Stearns that the that this should already be being done and being looked at. In the thing that I have found in the 2 months we've been together now is there seems to be a lot of examples of where stuff needs to get done that isn't being addressed, certainly in the timely fashion where we're hopeful of. So I think, you know, in the case of this being a resolve, I think we're in a great position to nudge, you know, the department to put a focus on this and have this discussion, because it doesn't appear to me that that's happening and that we're getting the answers we're looking for. So that's my view of this bill.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other questions? Representative Millett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I remember very distinctly my twins in school and them coming home with half of their food in their lunchboxes still uneaten, because they, by the time they walked from their classrooms down into the lunchroom and then had to be told to walk back, they never ever had enough time. And I can't even tell you the disaster of high school. It was, they were eating lunch at 10:45 for 15 minutes. This isn't right. This isn't healthy. This doesn't lead to productive students, students who can focus, students who have energy. I don't fault our administrators and our educators. It's because we have packed so much into the day, but we have to address this. I'm sorry we have to consider a resolve in place of the original bill, but I am grateful for the Representative Dodge for finding a creative way to still have an avenue for our school systems to hopefully get very creative and serious about this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Senator Woodsum.
Yes, thank you, sir. I appreciate the concerns. I have a great deal of concerns and respect for the school administrators and teachers, et cetera. We keep adding things to the school day. If we're going to do that, then let's extend the school day. I mean, give them time to do what we're asking them to do. I mean, basically what we're doing is we keep adding to their agenda. We're reducing the time that they have for what we're already asking for. So I feel we need to address the real issue, and that's the length of the school day, not what we're putting into it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Whitsum. And I assume that you were saying that generically and not making a friendly amendment to the proposal. Representative Willette Millett.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I will be the glad to be the House lead co-sponsor of that bill, wrote Senator Whitsum.
Okay. Representative Dodge.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would like to convene a subcommittee this afternoon to discuss the lengthening of the school day and lengthening of the school year to work with my co-committee folks if they would like to do that. Of course, I am saying that a bit in jest, but that was part of what went through my mind as I was writing the amendment, just as Senator Whitsum has expressed. And I was very tempted, but I did not yield to temptation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So it has been moved and seconded an amendment to LD 655. And I'm assuming that the motion is ought to pass as amended with the amendment that submitted by Representative Dodge and seconded by Representative Salisbury. If there are no other questions, I just have one that I'd like to ask Mr. Senate, and I hope I know the answer to this, but I want to hear you say it. There's nothing in the amendment that would be construed as a mandate or would be interpreted by local school districts that they have to do anything in addition to a review and looking at whether or not 30 minutes would work. So there's nothing implied that it would be a mandate.
It's a good question. I don't think so, but one suggestion I might make to streamline this, this review would be to direct the requirement at the department to work with school districts to study this and then have the department report back to the committee. Otherwise, there might not be like a single way to gather that information, if that makes sense.
So if you could just, you're suggesting that in addition to the amendment include a report back from the department from information they have gathered from local school districts on this issue?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that would ensure that we know that there has been some review.
Yes.
Okay. Representative Dodge, is that acceptable to you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would consider that a friendly amendment.
Okay. Representative Salisbury.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Senator Whitsum.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I am not going to support this bill, but I would be interested in we just don't have time, I don't think, underneath the current situation we're in to look at a longer school day at some point. I think that is a huge issue, but I think it'd be very beneficial for the kids and everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you. And Senator Whitsum, I think we can keep that in mind, and we could schedule a discussion at some point in the future, and we do have other vehicles that we could address that issue if the committee chooses to going forward.
Okay.
And again,
thank you.
Probably not today, yeah. But if you would like, I will work with Senator Rafferty to try to schedule some time for the committee to have that discussion.
Okay, thank you.
Great. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Ought to pass as amended with the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion, if you would raise your hand. And I see Representative Dodge, Representative Salisbury, Senator Rafferty, Representative Crockett, Representative Millett, Representative McCray, and Representative Brennan. All those opposed, if you'd raise your hand. I see Representative Stearns, Representative Roach, Representative Lyman, and Representative Senator Woodson. Is that correct? Sam, you have it? Okay. Thank you very much to the sponsor of the bill and to our staff analyst for the information you gathered. That was helpful. And thank you for everybody that contributed to this bill. So at this point, we're ready to move on to, I'll close the work session on LD 655. I do see Representative Stearns and Representative Salisbury have their hands up. So Representative Stearns, did you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a comment that the minority report on that would be ought not to pass.
I'm sorry, thank you. Thank you. I neglected to ask, but thank you. Representative Salisbury.
Can you just tell me what the numbers were on that?
Pardon?
The numbers were the vote on that?
The vote believe it was 7-4.
Correct, Representative.
Okay, 7-4. We were we're missing Senator Daughtry and Representative Sampson. Okay, so we've closed the public hearing on LD 655. We have LD 707.